have two things going on now that have really a potential for a big impact on the policy stuff. The first is that for 10 or 15 years now, we've been looking at the effects of well-being, not what causes well-being. So early on, first of all, we looked at personality. Then we looked at in terms of what causes well-being. Is it personality? Is it the situations you're in? Is it stable or does it change? Do people adapt to everything? Can we measure it? We were looking at all those kind of measurement and what causes it. Then we said, but is it a good thing? You know, maybe being happy is shallow. Maybe you don't care about the world. Maybe you're, you know, you don't care about poor people or inequality, or you don't care about racism, right? Because that's why you're so happy, just having fun or doing well yourself personally. You don't care about the world. So we started looking at it, and I started looking at the health stuff, for example, and I'm like, I don't think being happy is going to cure you from cancer. I mean, so I was skeptical, but I started looking at the literature, and I'm like, you know what? It seems like it does, it maybe doesn't cure cancer, but it does help people live longer. It is absolutely, like, not beyond a reasonable doubt, but it is a preponderance of evidence. It is really pretty strong, including experimental evidence where you manipulate moods and see immune function, so many different things.
To be very explicit, so the evidence is subjective well-being improves longevity and health.
Yes, yeah. It improves your health. It strengthens your it strengthens your cardiovascular system because you're more likely to get exercise and not smoke. Mm. All of our data shows that around the world, pretty much almost universally across countries, happy people high in life satisfaction, for example, have better health behaviors. Controlling for income, controlling for all kinds of things statistically. We looked at 4 studies that other people did, and it was 7 years. Smoking was 6 years. Exercise was 3 years. Vegetables, we won't even mention because it's in months. And the recent data that we haven't published is 4 years from the German study. It is not trivial. I mean, I've talked now to the Lifestyle Physicians Group. I'm like, you guys want people to exercise. You don't want people to smoke. You want them to wear seatbelts. You ought to be worried about their well-being and stress on the negative and depression. Oh, now that's minus 14 years right there. You got a lot of years off. But just going from average up, you know, you've got some years. And this is huge. We're talking to an insurance company now. About an intervention that Carol and I have developed to raise well-being. And the thing that we're saying to them is, you know, these huge insurance companies now will give people breaks on their monthly payments, insurance payments, if they belong to a gym. You know, they believe exercise. So I said, we're going to do an experiment with you. We haven't done it yet. We're going to do our happiness, well-being, skills course for senior citizens, and you know how much their monthly medical expenses are. I mean, they have a flood of data, right? They know every medical expense. Oh, yeah. And we'll put them in experimental groups, and we'll look at it, and we'll see if it reduces it, because we've got enough data now that we think it will. Even stronger than the health stuff is probably the social stuff. People who are happy teenagers are more likely to get married, stay married, not get divorced, rates their marriage as better quality. So many things come out that happy people do better. Then Barbara Ehrenreich, pretty well-known writer, writes a book that says we're in trouble, as America's in trouble because we're too happy. That's what got us in trouble. So, and one part of that argument is you don't care about world problems. So we said, do happy people, are they concerned about world problems? Do they not care? So we've now done about 4, maybe 5 studies. They're under review. What we found is that happy people care about as much, maybe slightly more than the average person about world problems. They don't care less, that's for sure. Then the question is, do they care, but they, you know, they say they're concerned about it, but they don't do anything. No. they actually do slightly more. So you've got unhappy people, and they're very worried about world problems and all these things. They don't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that they don't do anything. They do things less. And happy people actually do things more. Why? They're more energetic. They're more optimistic. What they do can actually count. And we find more donations in some studies, not all studies, and more volunteer work for happy people.